This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. I like the cute story of the little girl who just started school, you know, the big event. The first day she came home looking not too happy, and her mother said, "Well, how did you go today? And what did you learn?" And the little kid said, "Well, obviously not enough, Mum. I've got to go back tomorrow and the next day and the next." A cute story, but a great lesson about learning. Life is this never-ending experience of learning, and each thing we learn in life, each personal thing that comes into us, is part of that journey of learning. And I think if we think about it, we learn a lot through different people, the interesting things that happen. We learn to get through certain situations, and because everything in life is an experience. So the more experience we have in life, I think the better educated we are about life. And have you noticed that a lot of people have this gift of always wanting to learn? And so they do research, they study, they ask questions, they do new things. So learning, being educated, it's not just about school or university. But the more we get out in society, the more we get to know different people, it's the biggest benefit for ourselves. And so some people don't get to know others. And unfortunately, they lack what we call people skills, the interpersonal skills. And that can, of course, have its negative experiences. But I think life is full of discoveries. And so we are here to learn. The more you read, the more you know about the world, the more you, I guess, read and find out all these things, you become very interested in what's going on. Of course, everyone is different. And everyone has these different perspectives in life. And you can talk to people and you can broaden your own horizon. So it makes life very interesting. Sometimes the only way to learn is the hard way. I saw an email recently containing a list of significant things that children have learned about life. And these are very interesting. You can't trust dogs to watch your food for you. Don't sneeze when somebody is cutting your hair. You can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. And when your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair. And then the final one was, no matter how hard you try, you can't baptize a cat. Now, these are interesting observations about life. So these are the kinds of learning experiences we learn the hard way. And now God has made us in that sense that we are here to learn. I recently came across another list of 50 life. I'm not going to read the 50 life lessons, but Regina Brett was a New York Times bestseller. She wrote about getting older. And, when she said she was turning 50, and I think, well, that's not really old, but some of the things that she wrote in these 50 timeless lessons were things like, life is not fair, but it's still good. Life's too short to waste hating anybody. It's not okay to get angry with God, even if he can take it. She said, when it comes to chocolate, resistance is futile. It's okay to let your children see you cry. Everything can change, she says, in the blink of an eye, but don't worry. God never blinks. Life is too short for long pity parties, so get busy living or get busy dying. Forgive everybody. Always choose life. Read the Psalms. They cover every human emotion. So this list goes on and on. And she says, envy, for example, this is number 44. Envy is a waste of time. You've already got all you need, and the best is yet to come. And the last thing she said in this list was, life is not tied with a bow, but it's still a gift. So if you were asked to write down the 50 most significant things you've learned in life, I wonder what you would say. Well, I think one of the most important rules of life comes from the Bible. In Romans 8, verse 28, we see God is always at work for the good of everyone who loves him. They are the ones that God has chosen for his purpose. So thinking about that, how do you view your life today? Are you angry at God for allowing difficult things to come? Sometimes it's a good thing to journal, and by journaling I mean writing down your thoughts and your prayers as you talk to God. Persevere, simplify your life. And the other thing is to develop your spirituality. People are open these days to talk about religion and the spiritual things. And remember to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's from the Bible. Heavenly Father, we know that life is a learning experience. May we be good students to learn from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.